It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's new data about Microsoft Skype. It's a video chatting service, but it's also a way to make calls over the internet for free, one that now handles about a third of the international calls made in the world. Now, you'd think this would make telephone companies cry. Well, nope. And Marketplace's Quina Kim is here to explain why.
For two decades, international calls made through traditional phone companies had been growing at a clip of about 13% a year. Then things hit a speed bump. Stephen Beckert is an analyst at the research and consulting firm Telegeography.
We saw about 9% growth in 2011 and estimated about 5% growth in 2012.
Meanwhile, Skype's international calls grew about 45%. Beckert estimates that Skype handles about one-third of the international calls being made today. Charles Golvin is an analyst at Forrester. He says international calls were once a high-profit business for traditional phone companies, but
it's a small part of their business. They don't feel the pinch.
And Golvin says phone companies have moved on to data. Selling data plans for smartphones is a growth spot for companies like Verizon and AT&T. And as more voice over internet calls, like the ones made on Skype, move from the desktop to the smartphone, that means selling more data, and the phone companies will make out just fine. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the internet. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Since you're listening to the news here, I'm betting that you're curious about the future of how we'll get information. A startup called Thirst has just launched an app for iPhone iPads that's trying to reinvent the way we get news online. CEO Anuj Verma.
We're trying to change the way people consume pretty much any information on the web. And so we've kind of built a newspaper that is personalized for each person and allows people to discover, share, and discuss content easily.
To make your newspaper, you set up an account through Facebook or Twitter and tell it what you like, maybe the always fascinating sport of curling or the politics of Madagascar. It pulls data from your social media friends as well. There are already so-called social reading apps. Flipboard is one, but Verma says his is different. Thirst is organized by topic, and its algorithm learns what you like. Verma says we should be going through a revolution, and his company is a start.
People are now reading on their phone, but the technology underneath the hood hasn't really changed at all. And people shouldn't be reading the same thing, even if they go to the same platform. And the example I like to give here is no two people should really see the same thing when they go to, say, sportsillustrated.com. I have separate preferences. I like the NBA over the NFL, over NHL, maybe over golf. And so when I go to sportsillustrated.com, that experience should be different than it is for you. Having a personalized experience with what you're reading is, I think, really the future of consumption.
There's more on this at marketplacetech.org. Now, the thesis for the Marketplace Tech crew here is that technology is now what rock and roll was in the 60s, the leading edge of society and culture. If you doubt this, here's a bit of shaky proof. The LA Times is reporting that the Wedding Crashers guys, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, will be starring in a movie about two 40-somethings who have to intern at Google. It's called The Internship. It's out in June and was shot in part at the Google mothership in Mountain View, California. Will this be good or bad for the Google brand? It's probably like being parodied on SNL. When it happens, you know you've arrived. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.